This episode is dedicated to our friend Everett Byram, Radmilk. Rest in peace, King. P is stored in the balls.
Hello, fellow true crime heads. Thank you for joining the True Crime Podcast. This is the B-Man, and today we will be discussing the case of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. Remember that shit? Motherfucker's name was Laundrie. It's the World Record Podcast. Join the Patreon if you like the show. $5 a month gets you everything. $10, $20 a month gets you early release episodes. Patreon.com/World Record Podcast. $5 a month, that's 16 cents a day. You get twice the episodes, double episodes every week. And you help keep the podcast going. That's it. That's how we make our dough. But no presh. Enjoy the free episode. Watch the videos if you're not doing that already. Just check them out at YouTube, worldrecordpodcast.com. We got the videos up there. You can buy merchandise. You get free stickers when you join the Patreon, whatever. Hey, I'm not doing a hard sell. I'm just trying to learn about Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito. Enjoy this episode while I do my true crime research. Peace.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to.
If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there.
Visit BetterHelp.com/worldrecord today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/worldrecord.
Woo! It's showtime!
Hit the post. That's what it's called.
Hit the post.
Hitting the post.
Because you're
know.
Just doing it at the right time or something.
Yeah, I think it's that's when you when a DJ plays or like I don't know. I only know it from listening to Howard Stern. But I think it's like you know, like if there's a like before the lyrics kick in. I mean, I don't know. I can't play a song because then we'll get a copyright strike by.
Oh, song by blah, 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 blah. Call in if you need something, blah, 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 blah. And then the song starts.
Yeah. But if there's like a big intro, like it's a song with a big musical intro.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, that starts with words right away.
Well, there's a part in it that's... Does it
but
start?
But that's not how... Yeah, it starts... Is this the
That
real
is no
life?
Intro at all, actually, in that song.
I mean,
sorry.
There's no... It's lyrics right away. So that's a good example of a song without...
Well, you can't do that. You just have to say the next song is a Queen song.
Right. Well, do you have a song or don't you have a story that demonstrates that... what you just did there, too?
Yeah, so... I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the World Record Podcast. Like B-Man and A-Train, a.k.a. Hellman.
So I was just in the kitchen there getting myself some water, and it reminded me of when I was an intern at a certain production company that I won't name. Mm-hmm. And I was very excited about it, and it was my first day. I was still in college, and I was commuting from Santa Barbara to L.A. for my thing. And you know, I got there at, like, 8 or something, and I was, like, tired. Okay. But, and I was like, oh, is there coffee or something? Even though I never really drank coffee. And she's like, yeah, there's some in the kitchen, my boss, I guess. So I went in there, but there wasn't any coffee made, and there was a coffee maker.
Right.
And I didn't know how to make coffee.
Right.
So I was just like looking at it and like other people were coming in and I was trying to pretend like, oh, like I was looking for something. And then like I go in and I open the fridge and I take out a Sprite. And then I go back into the room I was in, like was drinking Sprite. And there's not even any caffeine in Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very embarrassing for me. Personally, it was embarrassing for myself. I embarrassed myself because I didn't know how to use a coffee maker.
Right.
I was like 20. Uh-huh. I was 21. I just thought you would like that story because it just...
Well, did anybody... What else happened, though?
At that place?
Yeah. Well, no, what happened, like, so then you have a Sprite and then...
No, I mean, I sat down and I started drinking
the
Sprite.
But nobody, like, got in your face or anything, or?
Well, my boss did. She was like, wait, I thought you were going to get coffee. And I was like, what? She was like, you said you wanted coffee. I was like, come again? She said, I thought you were going to make coffee. I said, I got my can of Sprite and I fucking smashed it on her head. It was full. I hadn't opened it yet. So mm-hmm. It was a full can. It was cold. And I went, boom, and I fucking whacked her. And she was like, she was bleeding, whatever. The other guy that was in there, Jay, he was like, why'd you do that? What's going on? And I, like, as she was on the ground or whatever, I started, like, stomping on her head, mm-hmm. you know, like, with my heel. I was wearing these nice, like, wooden heel boots, and I was just fucking cracking her head. He's like, what are you doing? And I said, shut up. And I backhanded him.
Okay.
And then I did it so hard, though, that he kind of spun around and fell on the table, and the table broke.
Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of people in there that were like trying to get me off of her. And I was just like, you know, F this place, F you, whatever.
You've already said the F word a few
okay.
times. So.
I said, fuck this place.
Well, I mean, you don't have
you,
to keep
fuck
doing
everybody.
It.
And so then I ran out.
No, that's a great story.
Yeah. Thanks for making me tell it and then criticizing the way I told it.
What?
That was fun.
How's that criticizing? I said, wow, that's a great story.
It doesn't sound like you think it's a great story.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on.
That I killed. I mean, I don't think she's dead. Well, I think she might still be in a coma. This
if was she like, was dead, you'd be in jail.
This was like 10 years ago. So I think she's still in a coma, last I checked. Because I cracked her head with my wooden heels.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like, if I... Like, don't question me and what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Whoa, that's a good story. Wow, that was a great story.
I just thought it was funny, and it was just very embarrassing. Personally, I was very uncomfortable. It was my first time. People that I really admired were in that building.
So wait, you lost your virginity?
And I looked like such a dumbass. And I wonder if they thought, why did she come back with a Sprite that doesn't even have any caffeine, and she was just saying she wanted coffee? How do you go from coffee to a Sprite?
Well, why didn't you just say, hey, can somebody...
Because I was embarrassed. They just assumed I knew how to make coffee. I didn't even know how a coffee maker worked. I didn't understand the physics of a coffee maker until I would make coffee for you in that little tiny coffee maker that you had. And then one time I made you coffee and you went to work.
Hold on, I'm telling you that.
And then you sent me a picture of like a tablespoon of coffee grounds and you're making coffee. Yeah. You're like, thanks. Like, sorry, I literally just figured out how to use this. I think I literally just got the hang of how much coffee to put in and how much water to put in. Even then, I don't know.
Well, I've told you.
I'm just not a coffee guy. I'm just not a coffee guy. I'm a Diet Coke girl. That's where I get my caffeine.
Tell these people you're not a coffee guy.
Okay. What's this, like, 4th of July music?
I just wanted you to hear how much I enjoyed your story.
I thought you'd get a kick out of it. My face is literally a different color than my neck, by the way.
Why?
Because my face is orange, and my neck is normal human color.
Oh, so you're
color.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Donald Trump. You're a Donald Trump guy.
Yeah, he's my hero, so what? I get all of my makeup tips from him.
Remember that statue someone made of him? He's got like a little dick.
I mean, all jokes aside, and I know it's really lame to like say
little
that
penis,
he's President Cheeto or whatever, but it is crazy how orange his face is and how stupid his hair is.
Who calls him President Cheeto? I've never heard that. Oh my God.
You know what someone said that I thought was so funny? He looks like the inside of a Tupperware that had spaghetti in it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Best president we ever had, so show some respect, but that's
He'll
pretty
be
good.
Back. He'll be back. Before you know it, he'll be back in. You know?
I guess.
You gotta move out of this country.
Yeah. That's
but
what
where's
I've been saying.
Better than here? Mexico?
Maybe Mexico City. I don't know.
That's sinking. That city is sinking.
Well, how bad?
I mean, probably bad. It's soon.
Sinking soon. Bad.
It's sinking. Okay. It was built on like marshes and shit.
It was built on marshmallows and shit. And you keep swearing. So everybody.
I thought you said at the beginning of this, you said F-U-C-K YouTube.
No,
so I thought we were doing away with that.
No, I didn't.
You said F-U-C-K-Y-O-U-T-U-P.
I would never say that. It's not in like the universe of my vocabulary.
Yeah, that's not something you would say.
Yeah.
You love corporations.
Yeah.
Today is construction day and it's don't answer your phone day.
Yeah, everybody go back to bed. If you're listening to this, stay 6 feet away too. Social distancing isn't over yet.
If you're walking outside, make sure to cross the street if you see someone coming towards you.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You could tell them that you're more of a Diet Coke guy.
Is not available.
Oh.
Matt, the mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at
that
this
is
time.
Why not have that part first?
Yes, I know.
I have friends who do that too.
On purpose. Like, yeah. I know someone who does that on purpose. It's very annoying.
I know someone too. And I know a couple people. I mean, I don't even, you know, I'm not going to leave them a message anyway. But it's, I mean, I guess I get it, you know, because it's like, well, you can just text. But also, it's like if somebody's calling you and waiting to leave a message, there's a reason they're not texting you.
They need to talk.
But also, it's like, okay, I guess I'll send you a 10-page text.
But
we'll go back and forth.
Like,
I'm driving, and this is like an important, you know, it's a complex. It's not just like, you up? It's not why I'm calling.
I like getting voicemails because if I can't answer or if I don't want to answer, you tell me why you're calling, and then I'll call you back depending on the. On the importance of your message. But what I don't like is when someone leaves a message and is like, hey, call me back. Hey,
well,
this is so and so. Can
mom?
You call me back? It's like, yeah, why? She would do that every now and then, but that's my cousin who always calls me and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to answer the phone. And then when she leaves a message, she's just like, hey, call me back.
Hmm.
How can I help you?
Yo, you up? You up? I got my boy here.
Hey, what's up? Oh. You there? Yep.
My boy's more of a...
I gotta tell you... Oh. Rudd. There was this, like... the guy I was dating in college, like, was texting this girl.
I heard he's a chick now.
I swear I saw him at Trader Joe's, but I was like... I haven't seen him in so long or a picture of him that I'm like, I don't know if that is him. In any case, there was this girl that he was like working with who he thought was hot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she texted him, hey, Rudd.
Hey, you up?
Rudd.
Rudd, you up?
What are you doing?
Oh, Rudd.
Yeah.
My boy here wants to tell you about if he's a coffee guy or a Diet Coke
guy.
Well,
listen.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm not really much of a coffee guy. I'm more of a Diet Coke girl. That's where I get my caffeine from, is from soda. So stupid. But yeah, she was like,
are you up?
Hey, Rudd. W-R-U-D.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Oh.
But she just sent, hey, Rudd. And like he was looking at his phone and I saw it and I was just like, that fucking bitch. I'd kill her if
I could.
So
it's just try and set a record for the most curse words. So is that what we're doing now?
If she was there, you know what I would have done? Well, it's all right. You don't want to know.
Why? What would
I would have run and did a jump kick, running jump kick, and probably decapitated her.
Well,
if not break her neck. So,
recently.
Or half of her jaw.
There was a guy. Yeah. He was, he's wearing a mask, so I don't really know, like, what his face looked like. I mean, I might have even known the guy. But he was like, he's just in my way on the street. And I just kind of like pushed past him, like gave him an elbow.
Mm.
because it was like he was with, I don't know, there was a lady there too, but I was just like, get out of the way. Like, well, you're walking on a sidewalk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's other like people coming up behind you. Yeah. And I even like did that when I was getting close. I was like, beep, beep. And he like didn't really, he's like kind of started turning around, but I was already close. And I just like kind of gave him an elbow. I was like, get out of the way. And he was like, yo.
Wait, so you're walking up behind him and you're going, beep, beep, like yeah. that.
Because he was like in, I mean, the thing is like, if you're, the way I look at the sidewalk, it's like a highway. There's a slow lane, Amen. A fast Amen. Lane, and then the other side of the street. Like if you're coming at me walking the wrong way, then I'm, you know,
I mean, that's, you
I
can
go
just...
like this. I put my hands up like this mm-hmm. and I make a, like a bumper. Or whatever,
and you and just
I'm
go just gonna right
plow into you. Whatever. I mean, I'm on the right side of the street. Go right. to Europe if you want to walk on the Amen. Left side of the sidewalk.
Amen to that. Hallelujah to
so
that.
So I'm coming up behind this guy. I'm like beep beep, mm-hmm. and he like doesn't like acknowledge me because he's slow, probably yeah. in more than one way. And I just kind of give him a little elbow to let him know, like you know, shape up.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo. And I'm like, yo, I turn around. I'm like, yo, Uh-oh. What? Yo, MTV Raps?
Yeah.
What
for
are
real.
You? Yo, Adrian, what are you, Rocky? What do you got to say?
Yeah.
And he's like, nothing. I'm here with my mother or whatever. I don't know what he's saying. And I'm just like, maybe, you know, I take that mask off and stick it where the sun don't shine. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put it back on your face and you can smell your own anus, Shit. You know? Yeah. And he's like, you know, you're acting like a psycho or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm the psycho. And I was like, let me see. What's one thing? And I have my finger up like this. And mm-hmm. I was like, what's one thing a psycho would do? And I poked him in the eye. And I was like, yeah, I'll show you. You want to go psycho? You want to go loco? Let's go. Take off your shirt. Let's fight. And he's like.
Was he blinded at that point?
I poked him pretty hard in the eye. Yeah. My finger was all wet. With like,
it might eye have poked juice.
It. Yeah, I don't know. It was eye juice all over.
Was
my
it
finger.
Pink at the tip? Because that could have been brain.
I don't know. It didn't go all the way in. It only went up like to the first, just past the nail.
Okay.
And I was like, come on, we're fighting now. And the lady's like screaming her head off. And I was like,
oh, so his mom was there?
I don't know who she was.
Just some older lady. Yeah.
I don't even know how old she was. She had a mask on too. So it's like, you want
to. So honestly, serves
you
want
to get
right.
treated with respect, take the mask off.
Serves them right.
You know, take the mask off. You want someone to treat you with respect, take off the mask yep. so I can see your face yep. before I punch it in.
Amen.
And
hallelujah to that.
Yeah, he's screaming, she's screaming. I'm just like, what is
You're like, shut up. That's here? What I when people start screaming like that, like when I was at my internship, I was just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Because it was like, God, you guys are being freaking loud, man. Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
There's
I like that bumper technique, though. I'm going to try that.
I'll just plow you down. Yeah, and for those of you just listening, you should be watching.
Yeah, if you're just listening, then I don't even know what to say to you. But if you're watching this, good, because you can see what our bumpers look like.
Yeah, it's like this. And then you come at them like this. Like fat, you know, you speed up, but you got to like... You gotta have your feet planted down good.
Yeah, you gotta stomp. So you can knock stomp them. Fast. Yeah.
It's like, this is a game of chicken, you're not gonna win.
Yeah, because they're kind of unprepared.
Well, it's like, you better be prepared if you're walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk, especially if it's like a busy place. I went down to the Santa Monica Pier and all kinds of people get in my way. I'm just like, doosh, doosh, doosh. And people are like, hi, what's up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my kitty, wait, watch it, buddy. Yeah. Like, what did you say? Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, wow. I'll show them sometimes because I'll have my gun, and I'm like, what'd you say? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because legally you can flash your piece.
It's legal to carry a gun here now.
And to flash your piece.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah to that.
I got kicked out of the strip club for flashing my piece. A different kind, though.
just as hard, though.
Yeah, it's made of
similar
steel.
Size. Yeah, similar shape actually too, which is weird.
And it's like,
yeah, it's
shooting them skeets. Shooting skeets. This
episode
is
sponsored
by
BetterHelp.
That's right, baby. BetterHelp. A-Train, you're a big fan of therapy. You go all the time. Why don't you talk about the benefits of therapy?
Therapy just helps me feel better about myself. If I'm feeling down or upset or even depressed, I call my therapist and we talk and I feel a lot better. And
you do that ish on the phone?
I do it on the phone, and BetterHelp, you can do it totally online.
You do it online. You could do it face-to-face. You could do it over the phone. You just fill out a questionnaire. They match you with the right person. For real, give it a shot. If you're thinking about therapy, this is a great way to do it. And be sure to use our promo code WORLDRECORD at BetterHelp.com/WORLDRECORD.
If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there.
And did I say, if you visit BetterHelp.com/WORLDRECORD, you get 10% off your first month. So that's totally worth giving it a shot. Help yourself. Help the show.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WORLDRECORD.
Peace! Get healthy in your dome, yo!
Now, back to our program.
You up?
Sorry?
Hey, Rudd.
We're gonna
Sorry,
get...
I can't hear you.
My boy, can you hear us?
Yo.
Can you hear us? You know what, Aaron? I think it's a problem with this thing.
Oh.
Is this not turned up or something?
Output?
Because this is turned up all the way. Let's see.
Now try. Is that better? This Behringer guy. I just turned it up a little. I had the same thought. I just turned it up a little. Output, maybe? Let's see.
I mean, it's where it's always been. So.
But what about... She maybe just couldn't hear us because she didn't want to talk to us.
I mean, that's true, too, but I feel like
we
are super duper loud. I feel like I'm more blown out than usual. And if people are also saying they can't hear us, I feel like there might be. But that's, you know, we'll...
You can turn yourself down.
Is it still... But if it's too low...
Is that better?
It's good now.
Oh, so maybe it was this
then. Turning that up worked? What are you turning up?
It definitely turned it up a little bit.
Yeah. That's so funny. I had the same thought. You can turn mine down, no?
I guess.
Is mine okay, Aaron, or is that...
You were never blowing out.
Yeah, I never do. Maybe it's just my tone.
You need to blow out. You need to blow out with
I need to blow out some candles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Today's Aaron's birthday.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
What?
I'm 32 today. I just turned 31 in October, and then now already I'm 32.
Way to kill the bit right off the bat.
Wait, what?
That's great. Hey, wait, this is the same place we just called. Well, let's see, maybe they can hear us now.
It's crazy. It's like our minds are connected. It's cosmic way.
It's crazy, man.
There was,
It's like Tantra.
When I was walking back... God, that scared me. When I was walking back to my car yesterday...
Telephone number.
Oh. There was a sign on this car. There was a sticker on this car that said Big Capricorn Energy.
Yeah, what's that mean? They're
the dumbest person ever alive. I almost wanted to just...
What's the fattest zodiac sign, you think?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Capricorn? No, wait, is that our sun? I think our sun's a Capricorn.
I don't know how it all works.
It doesn't matter because it's not real and it's made up. And I don't know why people think that it's real. It's very odd to me. People I respect are into it. And I'm like, how?
Thank you for calling.
How is that?
It could, I mean, there could be something. I don't know. Who knows? There could be something to anything. I don't really discount anything except for...
You don't discount astrology?
The only thing I discount are the COVID vaccines. I mean,
they
should
work.
Advertise it as the only drug ever invented that has zero, there's no risk of side effects. I was
you
watching
know what's
a
crazy?
Thing
the more you get, the better they work.
I know.
That's why you need to get 4 or 5.
I was watching, I don't know, some garbage, whatever, TV, and there was a commercial for some medication, some drug. I was barely paying attention, but the side effects were going on for a while. And there was just like, it was like bloody diarrhea. Like,
oh
I mean, it was
God.
Just like, I like that's what caught my attention. I was like, what? And then it was like, I think that it might have been the one with the, where your taint gets messed up too. You know, remember there's one where it's like perineum. They say something about it, like messing up your...
Yeah, you get an infection of the perineum.
Ooh.
What is that for? What's the drug, Aaron? How do you know that right off the top of your head? That's funny. Aaron can answer that quicker than he can answer whether or not his wife has ever shit on him.
Okay, wait. What was it, Aaron?
I think it's... Well, what...
Sky Rizzy?
The drug? I think it's one of the diabetes ones, I think.
Oh.
Ozempic that everybody's taking to lose weight.
Yeah, everybody's on Ozempic.
I should get
some.
I love
this too. Ozempic.
Well, I think of that too. Every time I see those, it's like, if you could go back in time, it's, I don't know, like people were writing these songs. These are real songs
mm-hmm.
that are just like, I mean, you know, the people who wrote that, like who sang that? Oh, it's magic.
I don't know. I was asking you that. You know, not so. It's bugging me though.
Put your phone down.
I'm going to look it up. Oh, it's magic.
I'll look it up.
You know.
I'll look it up. Pilot is the name of the band.
Oh, dude, it's Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Just kidding.
There's a lady who knows all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
I don't think I've ever heard that. You know, there's like all those references to Stairway to Heaven, like in Wayne's World and stuff like that. I don't think I've ever heard that song. I don't know how that guitar goes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. That's fine, though. You're still more culturally literate than most people your age.
I'm probably. Vastly more culturally literate than, like, lots of people my age.
Yeah, okay.
And even older, to be honest.
You're older than most people your age. Okay.
I am older.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is whores.
I know this one, this Led Zeppelin jam. It's just a little pinprick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's Led Zeppelin, too.
So when Pilot was writing that song, they didn't know it was going to be used for, like, you know, by an evil pharmaceutical corporation.
Pharmaceutical? You can't even...
Thank you for calling. We are open every day.
Oh, this is... Oh, my bitch, dude. Why is it not...
The guy from the Shazam movie?
Yeah, that movie looks awful, right?
He tweeted something about Pfizer or liked something about Pfizer, like criticizing Pfizer.
Uh-oh.
People are like, he should be fired.
Yeah, cancel it.
It's like, what? You can't even say that Pfizer's bad?
The brainwashing is complete.
It's bad. It's bad, baby. It's bad. You know what's funny, though? Like, when I was getting into Twitter fights over the past couple days, uh-huh. I just report them. I report him for hate speech and an abuse. And someone called me, said that I must be slow. So I reported that and said he was making fun of me for my disability. So I'm like, you're going to get suspended, baby. You try to talk mean to A-Train, you're getting reported.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm sure Elon will get right on that.
He should. I mean, the bots will anyway. Their AI technology.
Oh, Zimbabwe.
I will say this, though. As soon as Elon took over Twitter, my account came back.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, this is...
Wait a minute. This isn't a coffee place?
No, this is. But I'm so sorry. We're unable to be open yet. We're still waiting on permits from the city.
Well, that's fine. My boy here...
Yo.
A-Train is... tell her.
Well, I was just going to call to say that I'm not really like a coffee guy. I'm more of a Diet Coke kind of guy.
Okay.
So that usually I get my caffeine instead of from coffee, I get it from soda and preferably Diet Coke. Can you hear this?
Yes.
Just want to let you know. So maybe at your coffee shop, you could also sell like Diet Coke on tap for those of us who don't drink coffee but want to go to a coffee shop.
Well, yeah, we were planning on having other beverages than just coffee.
And do you have, do you know that Dr. Pepper originally was called a Waco? Because that's where it was invented in Waco, Texas.
Yes, we did know.
Oh, you did?
What?
And you know how people used to order one of those back in the day?
I can't remember, but I did do some research on it.
They'd say,
yes,
hey, they'd say, hey, shoot me a Waco to the soda jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
What? That's so cute. A soda jerk. You should have that at your coffee shop, a soda jerk. How cute, with like a little paper hat.
Like in Back to the Future.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just spitballing here. I'm a salesperson. I'm a closer, and I'm just kind of spitballing some ideas at you.
Yeah, and I'm a salesperson. I'm his boss. Yeah. And
it's a little intense. Our work is a little intense, but it's opportunity full and it's very like learning oriented. So
yeah,
if you're just a salesperson
and we're not afraid to take chances, mm-hmm. we go through like if, for example, if somebody's walking the wrong way on the sidewalk, like, you know how, because sidewalks are the mm-hmm. same rules as
it's the same street. Rules as a street, right? So you go one way on the right side of the street. You always have to walk on the right side of the yeah. of the street, essentially.
And if someone's there, you just put your arms together, put your two forearms together like a form of bumper. You know what I'm saying?
And then you
right,
kinda,
but in front yeah, of your body, but we're not can, open yet because we're still waiting on permits and
but,
stuff. But
no,
I really
I'm just
appreciate
saying
you
if
guys' call.
The next
you
time,
have a wonderful day.
The next
you
time
can
someone's
just go,
walking,
kind of stop talking.
So diplomatic.
I mean, really, small though, a soda man. Jerk. How cute would that be? Like a legit
at
old
a
50s diner with a soda jerk.
There used
but
to
he's
be,
like really mean,
isn't
right?
Isn't there a 50s themed diner on like Vermont and I don't know. I feel like, isn't there a chain
everywhere.
Called Nifty 50s? Is that a chain or is that just like one place in Philadelphia?
I've never heard of that.
Well, you wouldn't. What's wrong with you?
I just got a chill.
Okay.
There was a weird noise last night that woke Tina up, and I thought, that's a ghost.
Okay.
Definitely a ghost in our place.
Yeah, we do have a ghost. I feel like the ghost is getting more...
Maybe the ghost is just is getting frustrated because we're fighting a lot.
Yeah, I threw A-Train down the flight of stairs. It's also, I think the ghost is because we have to move soon.
Yeah, they're getting restless. They don't like that.
The ghosts are getting restless. Ghost or ghosts?
I think it's ghost one. I think it's just one.
I don't know. There's the orange lady and there's the Bob's Big Boy.
Orange lady, I think, was Mount Takah from Moana. But who knows? Maybe
but Moana's not real, so. Man.
But I think there is definitely a ghost there.
Sorry.
Okay.
Who's right, me or A-Train? Sounds like I win again. I win again. Okay, let's call someone else. We haven't, we got to get to work on Urkel's house. What about
I
that?
I mean, that would be funny to actually get that back.
Get that back. Get oh, that that's this is another deck. Thing. During the Super Bowl... They used the hold music that I've been using for over a decade. I mean, I can't lay any claim to it, I guess. You know, it's like I didn't make the song.
But it is
but
weird
I do
that
feel
there's
some
just
kind
a sudden
of
resurgence. There's a sudden resurgence.
I feel like there's a lot of... I think there are Bone Zone fans out there. I think that there are things that, you know, have seeped into the general kind of...
Well, I think it's weird. Yes, I agree with you. But I also think it's weird that, like, Lizzie Cooperman uses the Home Depot song. And, like, that's kind of... The Home Depot song's kind of going yeah. viral. Where people are, like, playing it and dancing to it and stuff. It's like, I never saw that anywhere except for on her stories.
Oh, we forgot to ask that lady if she remembers Pizza Rat.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I forgot about Pizza Rat for a minute.
What do you mean?
I stopped thinking about him. Usually I think about him nonstop.
That sucks.
I know.
It's almost like he died.
You think he's still alive?
Probably not.
How long do rats live? How long can rats live? Year? Many years?
I don't know.
4 or 5 years, maybe?
We could ask. Maybe this lady will... She's probably not going to answer again. But I mean, they're trying to get their business. She's probably standing there like, should I answer this?
It's a lady we just talked to?
Yeah.
Well, can she see the number?
No.
She's probably like...
She's like another not. Blocked call. We can
leave
her a
message.
Do you
think she really knew that it was called a Waco?
Hi, you've reached the voicemail. Please leave a message and I'll return your phone call as soon as I can.
Hey, we were just wondering if you remember Pizza Rat.
Yeah, we forgot to ask if you remember Pizza Rat. And also, because that was a few years ago, We wonder if you do remember him, do you think he may still be alive?
We don't know how long rats live.
How long do rats live? Maybe you know that. I mean, you knew about the Dr. Pepper thing, which I had never heard before, so.
Shoot me a Waco.
Shoot us a Waco. Maybe get that soda jerk and, you know, call us back if we'll you're into back. Sales or whatever, closers.
Yeah, and I could send you a video of demonstrate my bumper technique when people are walking the wrong way.
Yeah, it's very effective. I mean, the key is the arms, but then also the quick motion with which you move.
Well, you got to plant your feet. You have to walk with purpose and form a solid bumper and just, you know, think of yourself as like, I'm going through, like nothing can stop me. And then just
mind
walk.
Over matter it, and then that's it.
Mind over matter it.
Really. Got to mind over matter it.
And then, let's see. Oh yeah, and then after you knock that person on your ass, time to celebrate. Some fireworks and music. Woohoo! Ooh, look at that. That was a big one. All right.
All right.
Anything else?
That's all I can think. Oh, and also, yeah, just make sure you have Diet Coke at your store for those of us who don't drink coffee.
Oh, wow. That's my chair.
Yeah. Sit still.
Oh.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Message now. Press pound or hang up.
That's a nice beat.
You have to keep this beat.
When you see me walking down the street, watch your feet. Make sure you're on the right side of the sidewalk. Cause I balk at people who walk the wrong way. Then I'll knock you down and there you will lay on the street. Bleeding out your eye. Cause I poked it with my finger and I poked it real high. Poked it high up right in your face. Then I got all kinds of juice in my place. All over my fingernail. My pointy ass fingernail poke you in the eye.
He keeps his fingernail sharp in case he needs to poke somebody in the eye. It's gonna get all wet with your eye juice.
With your eye juice.
He's gonna with his sharp. He's gonna put his finger in your eye.
When I come, I hit you with the shh. If you're walking down the street the wrong way, I gonna knock you on your ass all day. And I make the bumper with my forearms, and I walk real hard, and I knock you.
Show him again. Show him again how you do it.
Put my arms together.
But back up and walk. It would be, it really would be crazy if he walked down the street like that, pushing people out of your way.
We'll make a video of it. So funny. It'll be a Patreon exclusive. See, if we didn't have kids, we could do stuff like that.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
So
I want to be 55 and childless by choice.
Okay. Who are you, Jen Kirkman?
No, I don't know. So there was some woman on TikTok who's like, I'm 55 and childless by choice. It's like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, girl. Yeah. In 5 years, you're going to be alone. No one's going to take care of you. When you're old, no one's going to take care of you or give a shit 60? If you die. 60's old.
60's a new 40.
60 is...
Watch. Oh, we haven't even seen 80 for Brady.
I know.
What are we even doing?
Well, our one friend is like busy working at DoorDash.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
What happened in Philadelphia after the Super Bowl? Did they mess it up?
A lot of people got gadooshed.
Did they?
They got gadooshed. The Eagles got gadooshed by the Chiefs.
Did they flip cars over and stuff?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't watch any news or anything. Oh, this is the same place. What
Why
is going
keep
on here?
The same place.
I guess my copy and paste isn't working properly. Command C. Maybe this computer's finally like. Okay, now it worked out.
I mean, you have a nice, beautiful new computer.
Yeah. Don't do that. What are you like? What is that from the Aaron School of Noises nobody wants to hear?
Okay, you burp in your mouth when you're talking.
No,
and
I don't.
Stuff. Yes, you do.
When does that happen? Let's rewind the tape.
No, I do that all the time. Yes,
I
you
do not. You're so
And guess
full
what?
Of it.
Someone on so a listener said that you clear your throat and you make annoying noises too.
No, who's the listener? Where are you getting this?
My boyfriend.
You don't
my
even
friend.
Know.
Sorry, the mailbox
you
is full.
You barely even know this podcast exists outside of this room. For all you know, this doesn't even go out anywhere. You really wouldn't know.
Yes, I do. I see that you posted on YouTube.
Yeah. How do you
like
see
the
that?
The way you think of me, like I'm just some dumb idiot.
No, I just know that you don't pay attention to the podcast.
I don't not pay attention to the
it
podcast.
It would be hilarious if we just did this for you.
Like just as like a 2-year-long prank. Oh,
for
me?
Or for me or for Brendan or me?
Yeah, I'm just going through the motions. It's, I mean, I do think that could be, you know, maybe I am in some insane
you know
asylum
what's good?
Somewhere and this.
I'm out you.
Wait. Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
You up?
You up, dog?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo. We're,
yo, my boy here is not, so well, I'll let him tell you.
Yo, I don't really drink coffee. I'm not really a coffee guy. I'm more of a Diet Coke guy.
I like boba, though, bitch.
Yeah, this bitch like boba. No cap, dead ass.
On God.
On that stupid dating show I was watching, they had to do challenges, and one of the challenges was called Fact or Cap, where they say something, your partner likes to get kissed on the neck. Is that fact? Or I guess cap means not a fact.
Yeah.
So that made me sad seeing that. Seeing Nick Lachey say fact or cap made me sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has three
guy.
Children and he's talking like that.
Why? I can talk like that. Oh, God.
I mean, he was like, I just learned what that word means too, because it doesn't, it's so stupid. But that's the caliber of people that
deadass?
We're dealing with. Dead ass.
Yeah.
I kind of like saying dead ass. It's fun.
Oh, did you guys see the Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. They dance to it. What the hell?
Where was Aaron when we were just talking about that at length?
Maybe he didn't know what you were referencing.
Oh.
The Cisco commercial. That's what you said. Cisco Unity. Remember that? Did I say that story?
No.
Of that crazy kid. Like, that kid I was with, who is evil to his core.
You're our son.
Yeah, our son, our 2-year-old son. That kindergartner I was with, who is probably the scariest person I've ever met, was like when I went with him to the school that had this behavioral program. Mind you, I was not trained for this. I was just kind of asked to do it, and I was thrown into this world of
kids. You were only trained to sit, stay, and shake hands.
And roll over.
And roll over.
Roll onto my back. And anyway, so the classroom was here, and then across the hall they had like this big empty room with a little trampoline and like a place for them to kind of, if they're starting to get upset, you take them over there, close the door, just let them run around and be crazy.
Yeah.
And he was messing with the phone. But to dial out of the phone, there's like a special code you have to put in to be able to dial out. Because he knew his home phone number and he wanted to call his
426-9911.
Yeah. And the idea is when you're with a kid like that, you just kind of let them do it. Because if you get involved, you don't want to get hurt. And you just kind of let them go through whatever.
Yeah.
So he was picking up the phone and calling his mom, but he didn't know the code to dial out. So when he would call it, it would go, "Oh, sorry, this is Cisco Unity," you know, some sort of recorded message.
I think you might
message.
Have told
this. Yeah, and so he goes, and he would slam it so hard, like, "Fucking Cisco Unity." He's 6 years old. "Goddamn Cisco Unity." And he kept calling it. And I was like, can someone come in here and help me? Because this kid's going to stab me. He's like so scary.
What do you do with that? Like, there are some, like, I mean, there are kids that I grew up with that were shitty from like little kids. Like, there were these two, twin guys, and they were just kind of, they were midget twins, twingits. And, they were Siamese twins, and they were midgets. Are there any midget Siamese twins?
I think you can only have, only so much can happen
God
in the womb.
God doesn't hand out more than you can handle. Yeah. That'd be too much. I'll Google it, though.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World